This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A school board in Arapahoe County will be one of the first in the state to pay its members, CPR's Paulo Shalceta reports.
The five-member Sheridan School Board has voted unanimously to pay $150 for a full day of work or $75 for a half day. The current board includes a full-time graduate student at Colorado State University and a nonprofit manager. Colorado lawmakers passed a bill earlier this year that allows school boards to pay members up to $150 per day. Denver and Aurora school boards have both discussed similar policies, but haven't set up a vote on the issue. I'm Paulo Shalceta, CPR News.
All three measures on Colorado's statewide ballot failed in yesterday's election. Among them was a proposal to increase taxes on recreational cannabis to pay for enrichment programs for underserved youth. CPR's Binta Berkland has more.
Supporters of Proposition 119 conceded defeat Tuesday evening, despite the measure having broad bipartisan support from current and former governors, as well as more than $2.5 million to try to pass it. Curtis Hubbard was the spokesman for the Yes campaign.
This was about after-school learning. This was a targeted fix to help those kids who need it most.
But opponents, including some in the Democratic Party and some education groups, said public tax dollars shouldn't be spent on private after-school programs, and the state should instead focus on fixing overall school funding. The cannabis industry also opposed it, noting that the industry is already highly taxed. I'm Binta Berkland, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org, including other results for other issues that were on the ballot yesterday. This is CPR and KRCC. It's 56 degrees in Denver and sunny.